Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Vrochim Daf Sadi Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesim Ad Aleph, second line, Chad Toyin. Chad Toyin de Tzmukim al Tveria, Shal Gamliel Zuga, Lebebi Bar Kahana, Amalai, Ein Kol Eretz Yisrael Osei, Masoi, Echad, Shor Tzmukim. A merchant once came to Tveria with a load of raisins. Gamliel Zuga asked Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana as to their status. Rabbi Abba answered, the whole of Eretz Yisrael doesn't produce this load of raisins. They must be coming from Chutz Lodz. The question is what the whole of Eretz Yisrael doesn't produce this load of raisins. Rather, he told him, there's no one place in Eretz Yisrael that produces such a load of raisins, so they must have come from Chutz La'aretz. Chad bar nash aisi chada ashpala de kaflutin Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavloi shal Rabbi Yochanan. In Shvi'is, a person once brought a box of leeks to sell to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavloi. He asked Rabbi Yochanan whether he should be concerned for sefichim brought from Eretz Yisrael proper. Amalei poik shal lechananya ben Shmuel to Taniyasa Nafak. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavloi, go and ask Chananya ben Shmuel, as I learned with him a brisa about this. V'sha'alei amalei masnai le yachmili Shmuel amalei. The Amay Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, is Palgin, Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Chadama Acha Makoimoi, B'chorana Amma Acha Ma'amodai. He asked Chananya, who responded that Rabbi Yochanan didn't show him the brisa, he merely reviewed it with him. As Rabbi Yasa quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi and Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagreed. One said that we assume that the merchant brought them from his place of residence, the other said we assume that they came from where he currently was located when he was selling them. Rabbi Abba explained that Rabbi said that it follows his place of residence, and Rabbi Yochanan ruled like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that it follows his current location. Rabbi Yochanan only rules this way when he sells from one box, as such a small amount can be assumed to have been bought in the same place, but when there's a large container, all agree that we follow the place of the merchant's residence. Question is, even if his place of residence and his current location are places where tithing doesn't need to be done, but perhaps if it was taken through a place where tithing is done, he actually bought it there and he didn't tithe it. And the God says, no, that's not the concern. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen boy Koyim Rabbi Yosi Lekein Amar Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi V'Chaveri Halacha Rabbi Bar Rabbi Yona Afilu Rabbi Etzer V'Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen to Rabbi Yosi, he asked the question: didn't Rabbi Chia say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that when Rabbi disagrees with one of his colleagues, the Halacha follows Rabbi? And Rabbi Yona said this even applies when Rabbi disagrees with the Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Amalei ma ad boy Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan kedatei Rabbi Yochanan ama kal hekila b'shviyis shehi medivrehem is the by meima nistar for dait dato shel Rabbi Yochanan im Rabbi Elazar Shimon v'yubu al Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi answered that what do you want from Rabbi Yochanan? He follows his reasoning that they made a leniency in shviyis, since nowadays it's medirabbanon. Some say that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan was like Rabbi Elazar Shimon, so together they combine to outnumber Rabbi. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hamakabel alav liyos neeman maase eshu moicheb eshu oicheb eshu lekech veino misareich etzol amaaretz. The Mishnah says one who wishes to be trusted for maasus and become a chaver, he should tithe whatever he sells and whatever he eats and whatever he buys, and he shouldn't be a guest at the home of an amaaretz. Rabbi Yehuda aimer misareich etzol amaaretz neeman. Rabbi Yehuda says even one who is a guest at the home of an amaaretz could still be trusted. Amulei al atzmeinu neeman ketzidei neeman al shel achirim. Chachom said to Rabbi Yehuda, if he isn't trusted for his own consumption, could he be trusted for others? And the Gemara says, ma shu lekech amnas lechol vataninen eshuei ochel. The Gemara says he should tithe whatever he buys. If he's buying to eat it, it already taught whatever he eats. Ela eshu lekech amnas lemkor vataninen eshu meiche. Rather, he's buying in order to sell, but it already taught whatever he sells. Ela eshu lekech amnas lemkor. Rather, if he bought the Maya produce to sell, he should tithe it beforehand. If he wants to sell tevel from his field, he has to first tithe it. Tani Amar Yehuda, Mimeyemem, Shabalabatim, Lenimnu Lios, Misauchim, Etzel Balebatim, Chavereim, Afal Pikain, Noyegim, Beperiseim, Matukonim, Lesech Bateim. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Baisa that landowners have never refrained from being guests of their fellow landowners, and nevertheless they've been careful to tithe their own demai. Rabbi Yona says that chavrim are not suspected of eating from others or of feeding others. Rabbi Yosi says chavrim are suspected of eating but not of feeding others and tag produce. Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yosi. Amulai asmai in a neman hechdei neman al shelachim. And the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yosi because Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, if he isn't trusted for his own consumption, could he be trusted for others? Milen drabon and misayin al Rabbi Yosi da amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yose, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan le'am Rabbi Yehuda, ele b'soif abar b'tchila of Rabbi Yehuda moidi. The words of the Chachamim assist Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yose, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Yehuda agreed that the chaver loses his believability after he eats at the house of an Amaretz, but not while he's eating there. In Tema, chaverin in chashudim lelechov la'achil, ma ben betchile, ma ben besoif. And if you say that chaverim are not suspected of eating from others or of feeding others, why would there be a difference between during his eating or after his eating? Tani ha'makabla alav li'ez ne'man chutz midava echad, in makabla no'isoi ha'choshud al dava echad, choshud al hakol. The Bible says if a person accepts upon himself everything listed in our Mishnah, except for one thing, he's not accepted. One who is suspected for one thing is suspected for everything. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ein choshud, ela al oisoi dava bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says he's only now suspected for that one thing.